to the T,
the number one
queer sound.
Met a woman from a foreign land. She held magic in her hand, and as she blew, five bubbles flew. Make a wish, she said, 'cause dreams come true. I said, love and laughter, joy with pain, to never feel alone again. Safety in a world of war, to be with someone I adore, and conflict with a grain of salt, where it doesn't matter who's at fault. All of this and so much more made up the dreams I wish for. I'm living in a dream. I'm living in a dream.
Hello, world.
Hello.
Hola.
If you hear our voices, you're listening to Queer to the T, the number one
queer sound.
Promoting a community at large.
Score.
Yes. I got
you
it.
You did get it.
We practice. Don't lie to the people.
Oh, dang, Chanel.
I want to be honest. It's the wine already.
Be like, dang it. Because usually, you know, those who tune in and listen in, like Chanel and I, it's like we always just be like ships in the night. Like we always just be missing it. But it's okay. It works.
Rocks. I'm on the side.
You're on the rocks.
Waving.
Wait, you guys may or may not remember this voice. She was sat in on our anniversary show.
Yes.
I think it was. It felt like so long ago because it probably was. Sneaks was doing an impromptu wine tasting.
Olay. Yes.
It was the funny, worst thing ever in the world. But she's back. She's co-hosting. She's graduated to co-host.
Yes.
How's it feel?
Great. Fantastic. Awesome.
So welcome to what the world calls as the queer version of The View.
Well, thank you for having me back. I appreciate it.
It's so formal. This is our first time.
Thank
you. You can tell, right?
We know each other outside.
I know, but I'm trying not to be a thug about it. So, I'm trying to be with the shoes on.
You were like that, too, your first day. You were like, hello, I'm going to pronounce all my T's and my R's.
My F's. You always got to remember the F's.
Right. So the R's and the T's.
So Experience the Craziness is the one and only Dan the Wine Man, which is his email account, which I totally
know.
Say hi, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
All right.
And we are on location today at Pinot Boutique, yes?
Pinot Boutique.
Yes. And the tagline beforehand, see, back in the day, that's how old I am. It used to be everything but the grape. And they, too, have graduated to include the grape.
Wow, that goes way back.
I know. I told you I'm old, man. I told you I'm old.
Okay. Yeah, so, that lasted first year or so we were in business.
It was like, Pinot, everything but the grape. And I was like, oh, dang it. And then it's like, now it's like, and the grape. And I was like, score. Life is great. So we're going to get into Hot Topics. He's going to be here the whole entire time. Of course, he's going to introduce the second segment and all the wows that are happening here at Pinot. We're going to get into Hot Topics because you know how those can be. And I don't think I have a hot topic. So
what?
You want to rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah, well, I'll let... All right, because I mentioned it earlier off air. So
okay. Here it is.
I thought everyone knew this.
Nope.
Here we go. So this is going to be something. Okay. So, the female hyena has a penis. I don't think that many people know or realize this.
I'm so confused about that.
But the female hyena has a penis.
Wow.
And she uses this penis for
urinating. Okay.
Yeah, urinating, okay. Mating, as well as having a baby.
Wait, so she gets it in?
She gets in. She's also bigger than the male.
Okay.
Her penis is averages 7 inches long, so she definitely she's swinging. If you look up, if you Google or YouTube these videos, you'll see the queen of the hyena pack, and she with it swinging in a wide stance walks around to show her dominance. Like it's
she got big dick syndrome.
Yeah.
Yes. Are you okay, Dan?
I'm drinking wine.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I don't I just saw a hyena going, hey, okay. Yo, that, yeah. Hey.
And it's definitely when you get home. To
so you took
video.
A look. So you
because I want, because people, when I said this and no one responded, they were like, what? I was like, this is, no one else watches animal shows at like, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning.
No, because the Discovery Channel like, sometimes yeah. is very, very freaky.
But they go on for a long time. Like, you'll go from, like, cats to, like, the insects and, like, the bears, and it keeps going. And it,
yeah,
you know,
just, that's a bit much.
Have any of you guys heard about hyenas with penises? No. The female
ones? We got a whole
ones?
Crowd in the back. Say it loud, girls. Say it loud.
And this is our studio audience. Oh, my God. You know, I was cool with the seahorses, you know, the seahorse dude carrying the babies, because I was like, yes, if they can make men do that, the ones that walk upright, I'm all about it.
Yeah.
And I'm all about the fish that, like, changes their sex based on the other fish that they like.
Yeah, I did know about that fish.
So I was like, yo, that's kind of dope. It's like, oh, I like that hottie over there, but I got to have the opposite. So if I'm a girl and you're a girl, I'm going to be a dude. And I was like, yay. I mean, I get that. But not the... Okay.
That, and yeah. she's bigger than the male, too. Like, not just size of her penis, but just also just size in general. So
the men
one
have penises,
the,
too? The men penis?
They do.
The men penis.
The one...
Hashtag that.
Oh, the men penis.
The one thing I thought was kind of comical is they said it because the woman has a penis, it makes it difficult for the man if she doesn't want to have sex with them. So, because, I mean, she'll put up a fight. Like, I mean, you know, like,
ouch.
I'm bigger. Like, you know, it's a...
I don't think I need to take that.
Well, I'm just saying that was the fight in it, but I didn't get around.
Yeah,
a cat, really,
like,
sorry.
But they look like cats but behave more like dogs. So you're kind of, you know, in the right. Yeah, so
okay.
Spotted hyena. She has a penis.
So they both have swords.
They do. Oh, and also, so she also has birth through her penis as well.
Ow!
Yep. But the,
wow.
Yeah.
No!
But the sad thing is that,
like
60%
stone.
Of the cubs do suffocate in the canal. So, like,
oh,
that's definitely
goodness.
Sad.
Please.
But
just, oh, my God.
Because it's
so
not
these are not laughing hyenas.
No!
They're not laughing during this time.
Oh, that's
right? Just a guess.
Oh, God.
But yeah. And they have a couple of videos of hyenas giving birth. So, like, it's, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's not an exit for that. That's not an exit.
Well,
I mean,
for her it is.
She's like speaking for yourself.
Wait,
yeah.
So how does it like do to make
well, they
clearly
still,
you can
right.
see this.
Yeah. Well, they still made as you would see
but where do the swords go?
Well, like, I know, like I'm sitting here, I'm like, well, you gotta you it's
been
still
upheld.
A whole
Wait, so does she have two things? She just has the penis and no
it's
under
It's external, but there's still an internal, like, because she also has two balls that they're not testicles, but they're hairy in visual, so they kind of look like balls. So, like, but no, there's another hole there for
All right.
But and they laugh. I mean, they're hyenas, so.
And they laugh.
I can't
but totally
live.
Look it up. Like it's really interesting. There's a couple of animals like in the animal kingdom that do have like females that have penises. I wrote them down.
And I thought midget porn was interesting.
Now, so the spotted hyena, a squirrel monkey, a lemur, a juvenile fossa.
Lemurs are so fun.
And a juvenile fossa, they say that it falls off after they get to a certain age. And then I don't
know. So it just bobbits?
Yeah, I guess it just grows and pops. No, like I didn't look that one up.
Oh my gosh.
I can't.
Yeah, so,
do you,
so there you go.
Did you?
I mean, I really can't top that, be honest with you, but I mean, I don't know. Have you seen the fighting kangaroos? Has anyone seen that?
I've seen
the kangaroos.
Couple ones.
They were really like boxing each other out.
I've seen the one with the bare naked chokehold, the one that like just took them out. Like he had like full melt.
It was
all
in Australia when this happened.
Yeah.
Why are y'all watching Animal Planet like this?
I mean, it wasn't on Animal Planet. It was straight up on YouTube. It was like this, like, oh my gosh. Like, and they were going for like maybe 15 minutes,
yeah.
just punching each other's lights out. They never fell out. They were and kicked each other in the pouch and everything. Just, yeah, I said, they are intense. Geez Louise. But I mean, yeah. I can't top that animal. That
but
animal.
No, but I the kangaroo.
Live. I saw the kangaroo kick each other in the pouch. That would be like, I couldn't live.
We could talk about that later. But look that up. Kangaroo fight yeah. on YouTube. It's
they got the boxing one. There's a chokehold one, too. There's a kangaroo, and he chokes the other one out. So he goes to a sleeper, like, goes down.
What are they fighting about?
Sleep, 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 sleep. You know, like, not territory.
Have, you know? They have the whole kingdom. What are they fighting about?
But they were fighting in the street, in a neighborhood. They were fighting around cars and everything. They were ranked. And they could just go. And I said, wow, they are good. Not my lights out. No, no. I'm all right. I'm
I can't.
Right.
But so we have hyenas, kangaroo, what else? Okay, I'm
you
afraid
don't
to
have
ask.
An animal one?
I don't. Oh, I have a public service announcement.
Okay, so this is more local about Philly. So the PPA set up a sting operation for Uber X. So...
What?
Philly, right, so you know, like, you have Uber, and Uber, if anyone doesn't have Uber, it's a car service. So it gives people a cleaner, more hygienic, safer ride. It does cost more money, obviously. I'm naming things that, you know, will cost more.
An Uber card.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Free credits.
Okay. But yeah, sorry. Exactly. Those little cars, because Uber definitely does a lot of promoting. So Uber X was, I guess, a subdivision they started.
Yes.
And it sounded more like hack cabs. How do you define hack cabs?
Hack cab.
Yeah, like, I don't know how. Okay.
It's like, it's hack cabs are just unmetered transportation services.
Okay. Especially, and they meet you outside of a grocery store.
Yeah. It's kind of like Uber is ran by someone in like jeans and a t-shirt, whereas a hat cab is ran by Uncle Ruckus. Like,
right.
It's really
exactly.
Man, he's always out
always
there,
old, but you
he's
can
always
tell.
Willing to take you
yep.
anywhere
you
want to
go
for $5
and yep. sell you wherever. Cigarettes.
Yes, for $5. Yep. So I understand that. So yeah.
So what? So Uber X came out and they talked about how Philly cabs are no longer going to be insured. Like, it's something about their insurance company, blah blah blah.
It's
Philly
true.
Cabs no longer going to be insured. So Uber X said, you know what? We're going to give out free rides this weekend. Promoted
what?
It, pushed it out there. It was last weekend.
Because I didn't get a ride there.
Because I got a ride nowhere.
They're all sold out. Yeah, you couldn't even try to get a ride.
Because they put it out there. And,
yeah.
I mean, people were like, hey, free ride.
Because no shade. The cars are, like, really, really nice. Now, they should have some Pinot wine up in there. I don't know if they want to get involved. But, like, some of the cars, that come with, like, the bottled water.
Right.
And they, like, the driver is usually very nice. They're not trying to...
You get a picture of the driver.
Yeah,
like,
license number. They're not trying to take you home.
Yeah.
It is safer than a taxi cab who sometimes charges you a different rate, even though it's metered, and you've taken that cab before
That's
to your
true.
House.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
true.
You know, it's like, they're always doing something crazy. So, Uber, you know, it's a little...
So, Uber, right. So, they try. Well, PPA, I didn't know this, but PPA regulates all of the taxis and limos in Philly. And so they set up a sting operation. So they would be
a sting.
Right. PPA. Fuck the PPA.
What is this?
Wow.
See that? You tried to, she got real thug with it.
I was behind cars. Like, I'm going to say it.
Yeah. I was like, what is this?
Well, that's true.
SBU?
Yeah.
Sting operations? What is this?
So I tried to put a dollar in the meter thing, in the kiosk. And they wouldn't even take my dollar.
Oh,
I had to use my card again.
Yep. And then they don't have anyone that monitors the kiosk. Oh, I had it out with them about the kiosk. They don't have anyone that actually does the maintenance of the kiosk. So even when you talk to like a meter person, they don't know. They don't know. I don't know. You need to write it down. I don't know. You got to go.
But y'all have the brain power for sting operations.
Right.
Go ahead.
So, you know, on the phone, plain clothes, they call Uber. And then when the car arrives... Bam, here's $1,000 ticket. I'm taking your car on the spot.
What?
I'm sorry,
shut
what?
Shut your mouth.
No, but that's my ride, though.
$1,000 fine plus towing expenses, and take it on the spot. And the drivers that took it, they were like, we thought what we were doing was legal.
I hope they didn't give up the car.
They had to.
Wait,
you know Philly all livestock and all that. It's everything. They took on the spot, bam.
Lord of mercy,
wow,
Jesus,
that's a slap in the mouth.
The phone.
Yep.
Because those cars belong to the people.
Yep.
You just can't be taking
that's like
my
parking
ride.
Wars.
Yep.
That's parking wars.
That's parking wars.
That's
my
power on the
right
TV.
There.
Stuff like this.
That's right. But they stopped doing parking wars. Now, because
he's probably getting nasty.
Doing.
That's probably what's happening.
People getting slapped.
Yep. And you were seeing those same people that gave you hassle behind that booth on the street.
Oh,
that's what it, oh, you all funny in front of the TV, huh?
Okay,
okay.
So,
maybe outside.
I used to boo them when I saw them walking down the street.
They
Anyone,
still get booed.
I'm like, boo.
They still get booed. Because one of my friends said the same, but he's a, he gives out tickets, and I said, I saw you out there again. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, I bet you give a hard time. He says, yeah, he does. They get beat up.
Yeah.
They get beat up out there.
Have you beat up a PPA officer?
Have you ever?
Damn.
Close. Very close.
He's like, I've been on the brink.
You ride your bike now.
Oh, so you a cyclist?
Mostly. Yeah. I don't say it like that, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah, that.
I'm sickling. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Sting? That's messed up.
Well, yeah, but get this. So, like, my grandmother, my younger cousin, she was 5, and my aunt, she's about 40. They're coming from the airport, and no cab will take them to West Philly. No cab will take them to West Philly.
That's why true. West Philly?
And they don't take you to North. They don't take you to North either.
Where West Philly? I live on Roosevelt.
I live on Winfield. I'm across the bridge.
Okay, we're right across the bridge.
Really? That just happened?
Yeah, but okay. Overbrook.
West
Philadelphia.
Oh, wait. They wouldn't take you to Overbrook?
Yeah, we was in Winfield. Like, you know, they wouldn't take, either way.
They wouldn't take over. That's where the house is on.
Right.
So first they said. Asking for me in the streets, though. I was like, oh, that's neat, you know.
Yeah. Well, they wouldn't take her. First, they said they wouldn't go to West Philly, and then it was, oh, you got to have a car seat for her. But it's then she's like, well, how am I going to have a car seat? I just got off a plane, and she's above the weight. No, she got to be 9 years old. Bullshit. There's no age. It's a weight thing. So yeah, they had the. But like, luckily, like my aunt, you know, she was able to get a car service. But what if you couldn't? What if you couldn't afford a car service to actually take you where you need to go?
Especially just, from the airport.
From the airport, you're stranded now.
Your car services is legit.
Wow.
Pricey.
So F the PPA.
Word.
Are they getting sued for that? Or
no, because the whole PPA regulates the taxes and limos. Wow. So whatever.
But
they
Uber
say,
is not a taxi and or limo. It's
and
operating as if it is a car
too,
service.
Right? Weren't they saying something about getting tipped?
You don't get tipped. Well, they don't get tipped in Uber because it's included in the price.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
So it's included in the drop rate when you get the car. So you don't tip them. They're posing.
I am.
Right? It was a company made by an app. It was moving really fast. And like, because it's not a taxi service.
No. But this is UberX. So this is like another derivative they did. It sounds like UberX made it more affordable. You know, like, so they looked at something, you know. Yeah.
I think because they do like black Camrys as opposed to like stretch Hummers.
I'm a big Camry.
That's also scary too, though. It's like, whose car am I getting in?
That's true.
At least Uber.
Well, my mom, I'll say, Mom, I'm waiting outside, and she'll walk to the wrong car. Right? She's going to wait. Mom, I'm looking at you. She's, all right, let me get in.
But those cars belong to the drivers. Right? Even the black cars, the limos or whatever, those are cars owned by the drivers. So you're just going to snatch somebody's car when they're working for someone and they're told. Yep. That's lawsuits.
Yeah. And they got to pick it up at PPA.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
Bombs are coming. Did you have another one before we close out?
I saw it on the news earlier. The woman in New Jersey, I think she threw her baby into the ocean.
Well, that's a way to cure
Ebola. And then jumped in after the baby?
I'm sorry, what?
Did you hear that? No, you didn't hear about that? People were asking, where you going, man? Where you going? She threw the baby into the ocean, and she jumped in after the baby.
I see you laughing. That's funny. It's funny in a dark, twisted way.
Right? But, you know, fortunately, they saved both the baby and the mother.
Who's catching people at the end of the ocean?
You know, well, she was walking along the rocks like, ugh, with the baby, ugh, ugh. And then, you
Wait,
know.
Wait, did she Heisman the baby? Please don't she Heisman the baby?
However she threw the baby in
it's
first,
not funny.
And then jumped in after.
Questioned her to ask her what.
Well, she was underwater and all that, so she's still in the hospital with the baby.
Oh, okay.
So there's no questioning it, but you know.
I know we're laughing, but postpartum is real. But I'm no shade. If I would have saw someone chuck a baby, my initial reaction would be to laugh first, like, oh, she threw that. Oh, she threw the baby. Like,
it would have been. Like, oh my God, the baby.
It's a bird, it's a plane, it's a human. Like, it's just going.
But just keep your mind, keep your, wits open for that.
Yeah.
You might be hearing more about that.
Sure. Because, you can't end it on throwing a baby.
Oh,
you really can.
Well, okay, so this one is not a good one. It's not a happy ending.
Oh, gee, we should have left it at the throwing baby.
Throwing a baby?
No.
It's short. All right. Okay. So a guy, a sex predator, sex offender,
He gets castrated in 2003.
Chemical castrated,
because he talks later on how it can be reversed.
It can be, yeah.
Testosterone injections. Mm-hmm. So he was convicted of molesting 6 girls between 4 and 8. One of them was his own 4-year-old daughter.
Oh!
And they say that because he's been castrated, he's no longer a threat. Like,
lies.
I think that's bullshit. Like, it's not, like, how do
you... Okay, exactly.
Right. You know, like, man, but they're releasing
his head.
Right, but they're releasing him. So that's...
No, because he can go and get testosterone at any...
But it doesn't even have to be it. I mean, you can molest someone without a penis.
Exactly.
You know,
just,
like...
You know what? You're right.
Sad to say. You know, we're not going to talk about what you can do, but, you know, that's on, you know, if you watch Law and Order enough, you can,
I do.
You know, so,
I do. I'm an ADA. I'm sorry. I'm watching so much. I'm ADA status. It's
so
true.
So sorry.
Wow.
Sorry to end it. But that's just kind of like how the
he's not a threat anymore because he's been chemically castrated.
State is this? What state was that?
Sounds like Philly to me.
Is it Temple? You just want to know what Temple.
I'll look it up, but I want to say, like, I remember getting something from Arizona. Like,
yeah, well, again, not surprised. Like, if you would have said, like, Arizona, Wyoming, it'd be like, oh,
Arizona,
yeah.
California, Dallas. Yeah, I think that was the Arizona one.
That's messed up. Yeah. So, yeah, you are a threat, sir.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Right.
You are I just want to let
you
know.
Because you have that intent. You still have malintent.
Law and Order, criminal intent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I don't know how to, like, segue that. Yeah.
Today's a good day. It's fall. It's great. The weather's great. It's one of my favorite seasons.
I have corduroys on. It's
yeah.
a great day.
You know what? I can't. And Sneaks is not wearing sneakers. And on that note, we're going to take a break and we're going to be right back. Hello, world. We are back.
Yeah, we are.
All
right.
For our halftime listeners, you're listening to Queer to the T, the number one Queer
Sound. Community at large.
You can find us on Facebook at Queer to the T. You can follow us on Twitter at Queer to the T.
Oh.
You can listen to past episodes at queertothet.blogspot.com. You can listen to past episodes of Queer to the T, Purely Proud and Out and About at prradioonline.blogspot.com.
Shut your mouth.
Boom.
All right.
Nice. Time to heal the living. I ain't lost it. Oh, hey, okay. I was getting happy because...
Only one glass in. You know.
No, but it's always like a mouthful. And I always have to put on that voice. It's like, I'm selling you pills. I give you erectile dysfunction, but you get rid of headaches. Like, it's that voice. It's like, I'm trying to make you feel good about everything that's bad for you. Like, but we're not bad for you. We're delicious.
That's so good.
Mm-mm.
We are delicious.
Mm-mm,
so
better.
We are still here at Pino. Tell them your location.
We're in Old City on Market, 227 Market Street.
And that, yeah, but not 227, 227.
227 between
2nd
and 3rd on market.
Cause
yep.
I know about 227.
Get that
neck.
Well,
get
it.
After
my eyeball juice. No one else?
I can't.
I've seen a
neck
hit my mom and I.
But okay. I mean, you had your glasses on. You don't find it interesting that they go underneath your glasses right to your eyeball juice?
Fine.
Eyeball
juice.
Fine.
Dan, get your girl.
Dan knows. That's why Dan's not saying it. Dan knows.
So Pino has opened its doors to us, and of course you're hearing the cameras, which means who's in the house? Tara's in the house! Tara of Freedom G Photography, the brainchild. And of course, we cannot forget our studio audience!
Our studio hall.
Yeah. And we were all brought here together by the one and only Kate Marley, the Philly PR girl.
Yes, you over there.
She's trying to do the man. Oh no, but really, I didn't do all these.
You got
things.
A point, like,
Kate is an old hat on the show. She knows how we get down, know how to get crazy, because you know we're infotainment at its finest. It's about giving you the information, but you're still having a good time. And there's wine on the table. So when is that ever not a good time?
Ever. Yeah.
Are we silent? Studio audience?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. See, they're trying to act all cute and stuff now. It was like, oh my God, they're talking about hyena penises and then giving birth and then throwing it over the ocean.
They started sweating.
Like, oh my God,
I saw them.
We've bonded. We've talked about hyena penises and wine. I mean, how much closer can you get? It's just right.
The segment's not over yet.
That's true. Yeah.
So we're here, and of course, Vito has pulled out all the stops. We have wine in a paint can, which I think is the coolest thing ever.
Trick me.
Ever.
If I came in here looking for wine, I wouldn't even know. I went right past it.
He's like, oh my God, you guys have a lot of painting to do. Right? Explain what these two wines are on the table for us, Dan.
Sure. So, yeah, we have our Barn Red, which blends well with a variety of foods, including soft pretzels, which
are on the table.
Are on the table for you to sample.
All right.
So we're going to pretend like this is church. Dude. All
right.
Communion.
Breaking bread.
Break the bread.
Can I get the nod?
Go ahead, get the nod, honey.
But I don't want to touch everybody's piece.
So,
yeah, wait, before you, if you're going to have the pretzel, what I recommend is you try the wine first. Try the wine first, then the pretzel, then the wine a second time. See how the pretzel affects your experience of the wine.
Okay. So that's why you do it?
Well, yeah, that's why we do five different pairings, actually, in our Philly Food and Wine pairing event down here at Pinot. And so we pair the pretzel two times. So let's try we'll try the wine out of the pink can, which is, this is a blended red.
Now, would that be considered a varietal? Explain that a little bit. Is that like a
varietal is a grape.
A type of grape?
The type of grape, yeah. Okay. So this is actually two varietals.
Okay.
Oh. So originally what was an Italian varietal called Sangiovese.
Okay.
So you'll find that in Tuscany.
Sangiovese
or Sangiovese, depending on.
I like that. The way
you know, whether you're American or Italian, you know. Sangiovese.
Like
you like
Vese.
That? Sangiovese.
Like yeah, I like that. I like that.
And then
me feel smart.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Dan is like, you're an idiot. Yeah. But I like it. I just
say.
They
say. Whatever you say.
So that is blended with Cabernet.
Okay.
Nice. So you say we taste.
So you sip the. You want to go through.
Take us through the stages.
You
want
to go through the stages of a tasting.
Yeah.
So
sure.
We go with five steps.
Okay. All
right. Each word begins with the letter S.
Hmm.
Right.
Okay.
See, smell, swirl, sip, savor.
Oh my! I knew there was a smell in there.
See, swirl, smell, sip, savor.
See, swirl.
Okay, so I see it. Let me swirl it.
See, swirl.
Now, is that looking? I was told when you're swirling, you're looking for. Is that how it bleeds down, or what is that exactly?
Well, that could be one of the things that you're looking for.
Okay.
Mostly, what you're looking for is the color.
The color
might tell you something about the wine.
Okay.
So that's the seeing part: noting the color, making sure it's safe to drink. Seeing if it's clinging to the glass, things like that.
Now, if it clings, that means it's not safe.
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
The clinginess will tell you a little bit about the amount of sugar and the amount of alcohol in the wine.
Okay.
Right, so that's why people swirl. And they talk about legs on the glass.
Exactly, yeah. Legs.
Drip
that's
lines,
what I was
legs or tears or sheeting. It's all different words for the same thing. Clinginess is what you're talking
about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we went through C, we went through swirl.
Swirl, now you smell it.
Smell it.
Now what are we looking for?
Yes.
The aromas of it?
Yeah, the aromas.
People go all the way into the glaze.
What you're smelling and how intense is that aroma. So
okay.
You've got two parts again.
What do you smell? Because sometimes I hear...
I got allergies, so my smell is different. I mean, but I smell stuff. Like, I know stuff is in here. Shut up, sneaks. But, like, look at Sinead. Look at Sinead laughing at me at the low.
Well, they say you can smell, the sense of smell can identify 10,000 distinct aromas.
Well,
and
it's aromatic.
In a glass of wine, maybe 1,000, you know, the layered. Not any...
one particular...
You know,
yeah.
Some things will be more subtle, some things will be more intense.
Mm-hmm.
It's not subtle. It's
how many times do you
smell
it?
Yeah.
It smells sweet.
You're supposed to smell it three times, actually.
Oh, three?
That's a good question, yeah. Because the third smell is when the brain is interpreting
five times
already,
but...
Oh, wait, so it takes three times for your brain to make sense?
Yes, exactly.
Three is a magic number. Yes, indeed.
And that's true for other things as well.
Yes, Dan! Up top! Up top!
I was standing on this hand.
Not just one. So when you're ready, you know, take a sip and savor. The savoring is just so you don't jump to any conclusions. You want to kind of meditate on the wine for a minute before you
evaluate. I've seen people swish around in their mouths. Is that
good? Yeah, because you want it to touch all parts of your mouth. So, you activate your senses in your gums, cheeks, not just your tongue.
That was, yeah.
All right, so distinct. Now when you're ready, take a bite of the pretzel. Okay. Okay. And then go back and try the wine again.
Okay.
Well, you want the
so
middle.
So everybody take, you know, your own piece.
This is like a really bad communion special.
Get a good hunk
special.
Of it. Okay. Get a good hunk.
Wait, yeah. Tara, is there one more glass for Tara?
I'm just going to sip it again.
You want to come on and be
sip it for the people that didn't hear me sip.
So the idea here is to demonstrate the effect of salt in particular on wine.
Because it has a sweeter taste to it. So let me see.
Get your communion.
All right. I'm just going to take a little bit.
Ooh. All right. Yeah, right here. Okay.
Anyone else?
Studio audience.
We have
our own.
All right. Don't want to break with
them. You don't want to. It's okay. They don't even love us. So we pretzeling's happening right now.
So
they're pretzel like.
Yeah, so you know, just like you paid attention to when you were sipping and savoring the wine, do the same thing with the pretzel. You know, you got the bready texture, the crunchy exterior, you got, you know, the saltiness.
Wow. The bread is so there.
All right. Now go back and sip the wine, see if the wine tastes any different.
You see how Dan put on his Teddy P voice? instructional.
Very strong. I don't have the
adjective. Oh, wow. Wait, it is different. Okay. Not different in a bag, but it's like something else just like. Thank you. Yeah. It's like the mouth was asleep, and now it's not asleep anymore. Like the siesta is over.
So you're getting more flavor.
Out
of the wine.
Yes. Yeah.
Black cherry.
There you go. Yeah.
So we can sound like wine connoisseurs?
Yeah.
What's that emotion?
Well, salt in food has a tendency to bring out more of the fruit flavors in the wine and just more of the flavors in general.
Okay. It'll
also soften any of the harsh edges that might be in the wine. Right. Like if it's very acidic, after you have the salt, it's not going to be as acidic, for example.
Yeah.
Is it just with red wine, or can it be done for both red or white?
For white wine, you might use a different food.
Okay.
But, we'll pair white wine with our tasty cakes when we get to that.
Really?
Yes.
Tasty cakes,
yes.
Tasty cakes. Yeah.
No, it did. Like, my mouth was, like, really awoken. You know what I mean? It's like, I tasted the wine. It was very good. It was very flavorful.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I can feel it. Like, I can taste it. You know what I mean? I touch it.
So salt is one of those ingredients, great in food, and it's great in food when you're having wine as well. Mm-hmm. Now, other spices might not be so friendly to wine. For example, if you're having, curry. Or some jalapeno or, peppery. You have to be careful what wine you're drinking. You can have a wine that will pair with that, but you have to know.
Be very picky.
Particular about
what kind of wine can you have with a jalapeno?
A white, kind of bright, crisp wine. Mm-hmm. Nothing too big and bold. Nothing with what they call tannins, that's just going to exaggerate that spice. So you want to avoid that when you're having curry or pepper.
So if you have curry, you wouldn't? Would you do a Chardonnay or no?
You could. I would recommend.
I see your eyes. Don't tell me to lie.
No, you could. It wouldn't be my first choice.
What would be your first choice of a white wine?
I would go with something more acidic, like a Chenin Blanc or a Vidal Blanc.
Okay, I'll see you.
That's why they call you the wine man.
Yeah, that's why they call me Dan the Wine Man.
I see you over there.
Yeah, so we do have one other pairing to try, which is what I like to call our peanut butter and jelly pairing.
Okay, that's going to be for y'all, so I won't die on camera.
No.
So we, we feature another classic Philadelphia food like the soft pretzel, which is the Goldenberg peanut chew.
Okay. Yes.
And so that's the peanut butter part
of
the pairing. And the jelly part is our Concord grape wine.
Ooh.
So the Concord grape is a Native American variety. And if you've ever had Welch's grape juice or grape jelly, chances are you know what the Concord grape tastes like.
Understandable. Well, there's no
very
way to
distinct.
Discuss it.
It's very distinct, like we
very
know.
Distinctive.
Can I ask you one question?
Yeah.
We talked about the paint can. How many glasses of wine will you get from your paint can? Because there'll be pictures that people can actually see.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It says, yeah.
Well, it depends how big your glass is.
Okay.
That's my man. But in terms of, like, if you wanted to compare this to bottles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Almost 5 bottles.
What? Right. Okay. Wait, 5 bottles?
Yes.
Correct.
My brain heard glass, but then my ears was like, no, bottles.
Right.
So, okay, ladies and gentlemen, when you see this can, right, that is not, you should have friends.
Yes.
Over.
No,
with
wasn't.
You. Don't say one paint can is one glass, because I'm going to judge you. I'm letting you in a prejudgment. It's happening.
And woo. Preservation. Like, it looks like it saves longer and, like, lasts longer than, like,
that's
you
right.
know, if I open a bottle.
Yeah, the wine inside is in a sealed bag, like
okay.
this bag
okay.
here, which is not in a can. It's basically what's in here.
Got it.
All
okay.
right. No air gets in. As you dispense the wine through the spout, the bag actually shrinks.
Got it. All right.
So the wine stays fresher much longer.
And then how about the next one we're going to try, that bag is about how many bottles?
The bags are equal to 2 bottles.
2 bottles. See?
Mm-hmm.
You bring
yeah.
that to a party. You're
I
good.
Know.
You make friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very easy.
You're rolling me though. I got a paint can. I
yeah.
love that.
We got a housewarming next week, so I mean,
yeah,
oh, y'all got a
perfect idea.
Well, not us, no.
No.
Yeah.
Are you
going
kidding? There'll be a party.
Mm. No. I'm coming with the paint can.
Thank you.
yes. On a peanut.
That's Paradox. I know what
so,
that means.
Yeah,
okay.
That's one of the wineries that we work with at
okay.
the boutique.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We represent several local
where are they
wineries.
From?
They're
or
in the Brandywine Valley.
Brandywine? Okay. Are they all somewhat local in the state-wise?
Yeah, all the wineries that we work with are local.
Okay.
Some are in New Jersey, some are in Pennsylvania.
Okay, okay.
But they're all, you know, within an hour, 15-minute drive.
And you've been to all of the wineries there?
I've been to all of them.
Oh,
he's the wine man.
Of course, you know, but you never know. They make
it's a tough job, yes.
Did you have any questions for Dan before we move on to the next
no,
one?
No, yeah, no, I'm ready. I was
you're
impressed.
Ready?
The can, the holding for a while, because some nights I don't want some wine, you know, but
and I don't want it to get all
right. I feel bad whenever you crack open a bottle, you gotta, you know, you commit to it. But
right.
I like this idea of a
yes,
yeah, if you had a glass a night, it would last you about a month.
Yeah,
wow.
Which is
and
how long the can
that's cool
will
because you, yes,
right?
And the thing because you know, wines and cork, they you know, wines get corked and things like
that.
That
is correct.
I
yes.
break corks all the time in wine bottles. I just
diesel.
Can't seem to
how
open
you breaking
it.
You
so.
Use a car.
No, I just kind of twist and then I can't get it together.
To open this, you would never have that problem.
I know.
It's just, you just peel the zipper tab.
Pop
and
the top.
Rip it around.
I
know. Yeah.
I do have one more question before we get to
sure.
the con, because I know these two, they're aching for the Concord grape. Why did you change from everything but the grape to everything and the grape? What was the change there?
Well, to you know, we started out as a wine accessory store exclusively.
Oh
yeah, my wine was always pimped with accessories,
and we still have you know great accessories here, but. People want the grape,
mm-hmm.
so you got to give the people what
they want.
Mm-hmm. I understand that.
He should run for president.
He's
very
just smooth.
They
got to
give the people what they want.
But who came up with the paint can idea? Like how?
Well, I can't take credit for that.
Take the credit, Dan.
The guys from Paradox Vineyard came
okay.
up with that. The story goes that one of the owners was given a gift. Which was actually dog biscuits that were packaged in a paint can. And that got the idea going. That planted the seed. And then he's like, hey, why not wine in a paint can?
You
know,
you
need dog biscuits, why not wine?
Wine.
Maybe there's some money in there.
Because this on the back, it says, get $2 towards your next wine purchase when returned.
That is correct.
Wow.
If you bring us your empty paint can, you get $2 credit towards the next one.
Wow.
Recycling.
And then we
do you hear this, Phil?
Right?
This is a big deal.
They don't understand the hype
anything.
That I'm having right now.
This is really good.
And what I like is that Paradox Wine, aren't they doctors? It's a pun on words. They're a pair of docs.
That is correct.
So they're
wow.
a pair of doctors.
I did not know that.
That's because I'm a Googler, baby. That's like they are doctors, so they're a pair of docs.
Wow.
Paradox.
Wow,
you
look at you.
Yes,
bumble elbow. All right.
Okay, so let them get to the grape so, you know,
right.
they don't fight me no more. But can I taste it though, even though I can't have a nut?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a nut.
Listen, I know somebody can help you get a nut if you want, you know. Yeah.
Rough stay over there.
Sorry. Sorry. I see what you mean. You. I see what you mean.
Go ahead, y'all nutty buddies. Have fun.
All right, so we see it.
See?
Oh, see.
And then swirl.
Swirl.
Oh, you guys are good. You remember.
Sea swirl.
Sea swirl. Mm-hmm. Smell. Yeah.
Mm. Sip, savor. Share.
The best part.
There's another S word. Share.
Share with your love bug. You're sipping too much.
I was down this.
I was told.
Like
I know, but it's so cute.
Yes.
It's much sweeter than the other.
It is very much sweeter. Yes. Oh, I'm loving it. Mmm. Grapes.
You're a fan?
I'm a fan.
I
like
can
it's,
see that.
It's the adult version of
oh my God.
The juice box.
It is. It's Welch's yeah. grape juice for adults.
Yeah.
Basically.
Wow.
You had that?
I agree with this.
I'm still a virgin.
Oh. Well,
you're still a
virgin. Well, I'll enjoy it for you. And may I just take a peanut chip?
Yeah, yeah. Try it with the peanut chip. Peanut chip.
Goodness.
So one of the things we do in the Philly Food and Wine Pairing, we talk about the history of these classic Philly foods.
Yeah.
So you learn where the peanut chip came from,
mm-hmm.
where the soft pretzel came from, where the cheesesteak came from.
And
like
how
that.
Many times do you offer wine classes? Is it weekly? Is it monthly?
Yeah, no. Every week we have one or two. Usually Friday nights and
That's
Saturday
really
afternoons.
That's
yeah.
really good.
Yeah, yeah.
So how come one is cold and one is room temperature? How do you know what to do temperature-wise with, you know, the wine that you
That's
have?
A good question.
Yeah.
It really depends on the type of wine.
Okay.
Red, white, rosé are factors in the serving temperature of the wine,
okay.
as are the body of the wine. So here we have a dry red or the barn red, it's a little bit of sweetness. Typically a drier red like this you're going to do at what they call room temperature.
Mm-hmm.
Now room temperature isn't what it used to be. Room temperature used to be about 65 degrees. So really, a red wine should not be consumed more than 65
degrees.
Degrees.
Yeah,
wow.
You don't want no hot wine. That's
just, right. So,
especially, yeah, red.
So you might want to chill red wine. You know, if it's 70 degrees in your room,
right.
you might want to chill
yeah.
it anyway. But for something like a sweet wine like this,
mm-hmm.
you want to chill it, whether it's red or white. If it,
okay.
if it has sugar, you're going to chill it. If it has bubbles, you're going to chill it.
That was my
right.
question,
sure
because
bubbles.
A lot of people are under the impression that if it's red, it's room temperature. If it's white, then it's chilled.
That's what I thought the whole time.
But you're saying that if it's red with sugar, then it should be chilled.
Yes.
Okay.
What, so with whites, what whites
I mean,
do
it's
not
a,
chill?
It's somewhat a matter of personal preference,
okay.
but it's... For most people, it's going to taste a sweet wine. It's going to taste better chilled.
Mm-hmm.
Your question was which
whites? Which whites do you do room temperature? Like, is there is it dry white? Like,
very few.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Generally, whites you're serving from 45 to 55 degrees, and
mm-hmm.
reds are 55 to 65 degrees.
Okay.
This
okay.
is kind of a rough rule of thumb.
Now, do people have to have a wine fridge in order to keep the wine chilled appropriately, or they can just kind of gauge it in their refrigerators?
You don't need to have a wine fridge.
They keep it.
Here's
yeah.
a little secret.
Ooh, give me the inside secret.
So if you're drinking a white wine, you store it in the fridge, you take it out of the fridge 20 minutes before you're going to drink it.
Okay.
Okay. If you're drinking a red wine, you store it outside of the fridge, you put it in the fridge 20 minutes before you're going to drink it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, in both those scenarios, the wine will be
where it needs to
where
be.
It needs to be.
I had a friend tell me that in a rush to chill, you can just take your wine and run it over ice cubes. Like, not leave your ice cubes in the wine, but like over a strainer. But I feel that that would probably leave some water in the wine. But
yeah,
you don't want
yeah,
water in
that.
The wine.
Yeah.
You can, there are different ways you can chill your wine down. We have ice cubes that don't melt.
Got it. Right.
What?
Like, okay.
What
yeah.
kind of ice cubes you got that don't melt?
Well, there's a couple different ones. Here. They're called wine pearls.
Wine pearls.
Wine pearls.
Yeah, here they are.
Like,
clutch your pearls.
Clutch your pearls.
Right.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute.
She's about
hold
to clutch
on.
Her pearls. She's like,
yeah. Amanda is already clutching her pearls.
That looks like a magic bullet. That's what that looks like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had other
so
thoughts for this.
Yeah,
okay,
ladies.
Come on
now. I had to bring it back around.
Shit,
it's been a minute
wait,
since
wait,
you had
wait,
it.
You can freeze. You can freeze this.
Oh, we're like the housewives.
Right.
It becomes an ice cube that will never melt.
Wow.
Keep your mind cold without diluting it.
We're like the housewives.
Well, you just have this
we don't have peaches, right. But we've got wine bullets.
And more balls.
Right.
Okay. I know all of them.
So, I think I had a question. Aside, so you do wine classes here. What else do you do? Do you have any other events that you have going on here at Pinot?
Yeah, we do singles events. We do First Fridays with live music, guest winemakers.
Ooh.
We do a lot of private parties down here in the wine lounge.
Yes, because Pinot is two floors, ladies and gentlemen. It is two floors.
Those.
So you can rent out this downstairs area for your own private party.
I'll be your private dancer.
And we have a history class that people like, Wines of the American Revolution.
Oh, wow. What are you doing
there? So you learn all about the drinking history of Philadelphia. Great, great, proud tradition we have here.
Well, yes,
well, Betsy Ross was drinking.
You know what?
Make an ass.
I can't. Oh. When Betsy Ross was drinking, sneeze.
Well, I'm sorry. You said Philadelphia.
It's true. Yeah, so you have wine history, wine tasting, wine pairing, or just wine pairing, no tasting?
Well, tastings we do anytime. They're not as formal. So you can come in, you can do a tasting. We don't necessarily need to do that in the wine lounge. You can do that right on the main floor.
Okay.
And we just recently introduced wine flights as well.
Ooh, what's so a wine flight?
So you could pick a wine theme, say big bold reds or light and fruity whites, and you get delivered to your table, four wines already to go around that specific theme that you pick.
Oh, okay.
So, tailored to your taste.
Okay, that's kind of awesome.
Tailored to my taste.
I can't. You know what? See, you can't be trusted.
I'm sorry. That East Concord is...
It's a good night out. That's all.
I know.
Start your night here. You can finish your night here.
Yeah, because
This
Concord
was
is really nice.
It really is. I may
it
have
really
to approach this night before I get out of here.
You're enjoying that.
It was,
I am. I'm going to give it to my mom.
You should try some of the other pouch wines. You'll probably like them as well.
I was like, all right. Because it's nostalgic. It made me have this like, oh my God, I remember the juice box and the Welch's and da da da. But now it's for me as an adult. Like, it's like, yay. I know we're trying to like insta-picture all at the same time.
I'm loving it.
And tell us why, because this is your store. Yes, Dan.
It is.
Yes. So tell the world why you decided to open up your store here, this location. Why? Why wine? Why here?
I opened 8 years ago, and I did look at a number of different locations and neighborhoods in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
It had the right mix of people coming from outside of Philadelphia, as well as people who live in Philadelphia that come and walk around here looking for something fun to do. And there's an interest in wine around here. There's a lot of good restaurants, a lot of good BYOs where be able to stop in here, pick up a bottle on your way to a BYO, for example. So that's pretty much why I picked Old City.
I mean, you're good at it. I'm like, damn, the wine
are you from, born and raised in Philadelphia, or?
Montgomery County.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like, look at that. Well, we're going to take one more break, and we'll be right back.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
You know what's neat? Hey, world, we are wrapping it up with Dan the Wine Man.
Thank you.
And before we wrap everything up in totality, again, we want to thank Kate Marlies of Philly PR Girl. Also, a woman that I just met today, who I've been in correspondence with for a couple of weeks to get things off the ground, Amanda, who also works with Philly PR Girl.
Snap that picture.
snap. And of course, the lovely co-host. Thank you guys for always coming out and being a part of the video experience.
Yeah.
Good
hands.
And of course, the one and only Freedom G Photography, Tara. Yes.
And Jess.
Hey, Jess. Hey, girl. She's part of our studio audience.
Yes.
But it's always good to have, good team of people here just making sure we're promoting the community.
At large.
Yes. See, we didn't even rehearse that. That's great.
Virgo Capricorn. That's what that is.
What is your birthday?
What?
I'm January 4th.
I'm 5th.
No.
I am the fifth of
That's
January.
Why we connect.
You know what? They'd have a two.
It's a romance.
I know, the romance is real. But okay, you've upgraded to co-host. You will be trained. On the little thingy.
Please, because it feels, okay.
That's why y'all vibe. Capricorn Virgo.
Virgo.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah. 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 Virgo. Virgo.
Cut it.
Yes.
Just cut it.
We
got
Bobby.
I know. So we're taking up Dan's time, okay? Dan is here. He's got business to pursue, okay? So, Dan, this is the moment where you're going to enlighten the world about where they can find more of you. How can they really get in touch with these pink cans? Right?
Yes.
So take out your pens, your pencils, your ginkgo biloba, whatever you need to remember this information, because you can't say that we didn't tell you nothing.
At all.
Okay? So, Dan, hit us.
So, okay. Well, here we are located in Old City at 227 Market Street. And you can find us online at pinoboutique.com. We are also on all major social media sites, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest.
What's the hashtag for that?
Hashtag Pino Boutique.
How do you spell that?
P-I-N-O-T, Boutique, B-O-U-T-I-Q-U-E.
Thank you for that.
Get your French on.
PinoBoutique.com. There is also, I have my own hashtag, hashtag Dan the Wine Man.
Oh!
Dan the Wine Man. If I could rap, I would have freestyle something right now for you. So do you have anything coming up that you would like the world to know about?
We have some fantastic events coming up. And we have a wine extravaganza this Friday night. We're going to have prizes. We have First Friday coming up. We do discounted wine tastings. You can come in and sample 5 wines for just $5 during First Friday. We always get a nice crowd. It's a nice party atmosphere.
I just nay-nayed my seat.
And we have Philly food and wine pairings coming up on multiple dates throughout the month. Check us out on pinoboutique.com.
He's smooth.
If you want to call, we do have a phone number as well.
What's the phone number?
It's 215-627-9463.
Awesome. Now, I have one more question, because we do have a listenership that expands outside of the Philadelphia area. I mean, besides when we're doing tours, Philly, New York, Delaware, D.C., all that kind of stuff, we have international listeners. Do you ship?
We ship throughout the United States.
Estados Unidos.
Sí.
So, like, even if you're not within the tri-state area, if you're in those other states we mentioned before that has chemical castration, or not, like in school, California, wherever, you're saying that they can go to the website and get wine shipped to them.
Not necessarily wine. Depends what state you're in, to be honest.
Oh, is that every that legal state, stuff?
Every state has different laws when it comes to shipping wine. We can ship to certain states. We can ship our great accessories to any state.
Anywhere.
But best wine is limited.
We are
a two-time.
Thank you, Amanda.
Gotta give that a shout out.
Yes, we are a two-time Best of Philly winner, including Best Gift Shop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Any ordinary.
So you need, I'm telling you, you need the wine.
I have a plug. Myself and my partner Chanel, we took my mom here for her birthday, and we did a wine tasting and got her a wine carry case, and it was like the perfect gift for someone who kind of, you know, has everything but you want to experience. Like, we had a blast. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And they do have fantastic accessories, and their price points are amazing, because the thing that we got her for the like the decanter and the carry case, she had looked online and it was like double the price online.
What?
So she was super happy.
I have a friend's birthday coming up, so I think
I'm telling you guys.
True words.
Pinot is the hookup. Everything. I have like about 15 different wine openers from Pinot. Like, I'm just like, oh no. It's like either I lose one, I'm like, oh, gotta go to buy a Pinot to buy another one. Like, they're all different kinds. One with little arms on it. Ones with the curly, I don't know the words for them. I just buy them so I can. My goal is to open wine immediately. Like, that is my goal. And what was it? For a colleague's birthday, I came down and we did a wine pairing class with other people. And it's really like family style. It's really awesome.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, can you pass me your Twinkie? Because you're not eating yours. Like, it's really, really great. And I learned so much. And then I learned about, like, what an aperitif was. And I was like, oh, I'm going to throw a party so I can throw words around and make everybody else feel not special. So it's really good. It's a really fun atmosphere.
Yeah.
So what's the website again?
Well, it is pinotboutique.com, and we are on Market Street in Old City.
Yay!
Come see me here.
227.
All right, no place like home.
Well, thank you, Deb. Thank you for having us.
My pleasure. Yes, I did.
We didn't scare you, did we?
No, not at all.
That's what you're supposed to say. Well, I was supposed to say.
He's winked a little bit.
Wink. All right, world.
Wait, I got some stuff to plug.
Oh, all right. Plug it. How are you going to say that as I'm like right here, though?
I'm ready, because I didn't want to cut Dan the wine man off. Just, you know.
But cutting me off is okay.
Because you're about to push the button. I was about to push the button.
Go
ahead. So, Philly Leather Pride Night is coming, and a great event to introduce yourself into leather. You don't have to wear leather in order to come in, but definitely come in with an open mind, great community. A lot of consent is involved, so don't be scared. Don't be scared. Mm. And that's going to be, they have ceremonies at Voyer in Philly. Yes, Voyer's a good spot.
I felt all your personal stories over here. Y'all hear that?
Fun times. The other thing that, so Rough Rider, as everyone knows, is my alias.
No.
And So Rough will be performing at Voyer on our anniversary show. So great time to get out and see our troupe, Liberty City Kings, Dragon Burlesque, because it's going to be the best of the year. I'm doing a number that is a butt medley, so if that kind of entices people to come out. It's a butt medley. Yeah.
Wow.
And,
so it's a
butt medley and a pony number. So, yeah.
I will have to try to, it's like embarrassing to say because Chanel is like my homie and Tara is like, you know, we're kindred souls, you know what I mean? Sister from another mister. Like we go way back like handy snacks. It's real true. Yeah. Because of the schedule and everything that I do, I never get a chance to go to a Liberty show. I'm trying to look at my schedule to see, can I be a real person for a day? And be like, go to a Liberty show.
Come hang with me.
Yeah. Be like, yeah, I've never seen a Liberty show. So
come be my guest.
Dragon Burlesque.
Yeah.
Yeah. So So that's it. You can check us out. LibertyCityKings.com. There we go. Yeah, good deal.
I love it. See, I love when I go to things and the branding is just what it's supposed to be. It makes me sense. PinotBoutique.com. I mean, come on. Like, it's right there. You know, you're not like one thing and then it's like .com something else or .net or org.
No underscore.
Pinot Boutique. So we want to still thank Pinot for opening up their home and their basement after hours to supply us and plow us with wine and pretzels and spirits and things. So can we do the?
Yes.
Are we allowed?
I'm ready now.
Look at me. Okay, world. You've been listening to Queer to the Tea, the number one queer sound.
Promoting a community at large.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Queer to the T,
the number one
queer sound.
Met a woman from a foreign land. She held magic in her hand, and as she blew, five bubbles flew. Make a wish, she said, 'cause dreams come true. So I said, love and laughter, joy with pain, to never feel alone again. Safety in a world of war, to be with someone I adore, and conflict with a grain of salt, where it doesn't matter who's at fault. All of this and so much more made up the dreams I wish for. I'm living in a dream. I'm living in a dream. I'm living in a dream.